JB and Bill, this is Triple M's Rush Hour. Download the listener app. You can listen anytime, anywhere. And right now, we are joined by one of the AFL's great characters.
This man has umpired well over 300 AFL games, including three grand finals.
Raise away.
Raise away.
And he may well be tougher than some of the players.
Oh, he's kicked it out of midair. Ray Chamberlain's taking a tumble. Copped it right in the nuts, I reckon, Howie. Loving it too, Ray. Well played.
On Monday, he'll be going down the slide to fight MND. Please welcome Razor Ray Chamberlain.
He's one of Triple M's own, Fat. And you know why?
Why?
Because he doesn't take himself too seriously.
He has a bit of fun
and
with it.
And that is what we love about Ray Chamberlain, who joins us now. Razor.
Gentlemen, how are we today?
Wow. Oh, mate, I tell you what, the slide, it'll be like a big dipper for you.
I don't know whether I'll pass the test. You've got to be this high to go down this slide. I'm not sure.
Now, what are we going as, Razor? Can you give us any sort of hint?
Well, because I've been away, getting it together is a bit of an issue. So we've got a couple from previous Silly Sundays, Mad Mondays that the boys have thrown up. A bit of Amy Winehouse and a couple other bits and pieces. But I'm down to two choices. So I'll run it past my wife and my daughter, and they'll get the final say.
So you are married, right?
I am, yeah. Married to Monique and daughter Scarlett.
Oh, good. And a bit about you, because to be honest, I haven't taken a lot of interest in your background, but you grew up in Canberra. Did you play?
The south side.
Oh, whereabouts?
Tuggeranong Valley with guys that you might know that were around my age, guys like Aaron Hamill and Craig Bolton, Justin Blumfield, those boys.
Yeah, good. And then did you ever play footy or were you always an umpire?
I played a couple hundred games for the same club as those lads.
Oh.
But I was a better player at cricket than footy. I played the odd rep game and that, but I wasn't very good, mate.
A much tougher game to be good at too, Razor. I've said this for a long time.
I like this from you, Jim. Yeah. This is we need to band together on this.
I bet you're a good hooker and puller because all the best hookers and pullers are little blokes, aren't they?
I didn't get a lot of hard volleys. there weren't too many there to punch through cover.
Oh, and tough too as a rule. Little Stumpy Laird,
yes.
And Mike Folletta, all the little blokes.
Ten Dooker and Bradman.
Because everything flies around their loaf.
Exactly.
Razor, how are you seeing it all, mate? We love the way you go about the umpiring caper. And I actually think the umpires are doing a bloody good job. I know you're copping it a bit for whatever reason, holding the ball, etc., but you get a lot expected of you, and I obviously see a lot of footy, and I reckon the standard of umpiring overall has been bloody good.
Thanks, Jim. We think we're doing well in a few areas. We know we've got areas every week to improve. You know, teams go out and they talk about having four quarters of performance. They're judged on their four quarters every week. And for us, you know, we have 9x4, right? So we've got to navigate all of that. And because we have 9 separate games and we can, you know, if we have a bit of a dip, let's say in one or two quarters in one game, often the narrative is just around that. And the other 34 quarters might've been handled, you know, really quite reasonably well. So that's our challenge every week. We understand it. And we take it seriously in terms of wanting to deliver for the game and for the players and the spectators. But, you know, the other thing I'll say is the game's predicated on having discussion. You do understand that. Like, reasonable time, prior opportunity, genuine attempt, they're all subjective things. And it means that we're chatting about it all week, which I think's actually a blessing for our game.
Well, and the other thing, and this is pertinent to me, of course, as a North Melbourne man, I can watch us play Razor for 7 minutes and we'll commit 15 errors in that time.
Yes.
Missed targets, hand and foot turnovers.
We're all human.
Missed tackles. So what the footy viewers have got to understand is footballers commit mistakes all the time, so the odd one from an umpire has got to be accepted as part of the game.
I just think as part of life, you know, I've sent an email this morning and said, please see attached. And I didn't put the attachment on, you know, like, you know, so, you know, don't have to put me in the middle of Fed Square and throw stones at us. Well, I reckon we can bounce back. So I think you're right. I think, you know, the way we potentially view what we expect from officiating is probably a little unreasonable, but at the same time, I do love the energy and the passion at the ground. I've got no drama with people cheering and barricading and all that sort of stuff. I just think every now and again when we get away from it or we get online, probably we pull our heads in a bit.
How is the umpire's family? Is it like a footy club? Do you have a bit of fun here and there? watch movies, or do you, there's pranks? You know, is it like a footy club?
Yeah, it's exactly the same. It's, you know, Lee Fisher, Jordan Bannister, these guys, they've sort of become part of our brethren, and they can't get over just how normal. Like, I don't know what they expected when they turned up. You know, that's probably the real question. But no, great people. You know, Bill, I say this to people all the time.
Yep.
I could go, here's my wallet, here's my phone, and here's my kid. I'll be back in 40 minutes. And I wouldn't bat an eyelid with any of them. They're the best people, and you can trust them. And I think that's probably one of the greatest parts about being an AFL umpire.
Leaving your wallet. Wow. Hey, I remember back in my day when I was playing, after the game, you'd have a beer with the opposition side, but the umpires had come in, which was bloody good, because you'd have a beer with them, and you actually say, gee, they are human, you know? So I don't know if we'll get back to that, but that was good times.
They were. Every now and again, you know, this is obviously pre-COVID. You bump into the odd soul in, you know, another far-flung part of the world, and the beers that you might have missed out during the year, you certainly made up for. And I think that's probably part of the footy culture that hasn't died. You know, the guys, the players are incredibly supportive. They're really reasonable, and they treat us sensationally well. I have to say that. And again, that's probably one of the things that I love most about being involved in the AFL.
Now, Razor, as part of my own incredibly good football career in the Waffle at Claremont,
here we go.
I've told this story before, but I loved it. I'm standing on the mark, a real ordinary holding free, and this bloke had a shot 30 out. Umpire's lining him up right next to me, and I said to him, why don't you go back and take the kick for him? But I didn't say that. I said something a little bit worse. And Razor, this bloke, without batting an eyelid, said, why don't you keep taking up new sports? One day you'll find one you're good at. The whole playing group pissed themselves laughing. I turned to this bloke and said, mate, touche.
That's not touche.
Too good.
Those days are gone now with the microphone.
Yes.
We don't dare have a joke.
But I dare say you would have copped some good sledges. What's been the best, you reckon, Raymond?
Yeah, there's probably, you get a bit bored of the Bilbo and Frodo Baggins sort of references, but without doubt, being copping the old, the dingo took the wrong Chamberlain.
Oh, no!
Oh, come on! Without doubt, peerless.
Was that a player or a supporter?
That one come from over the fence. That came from the people that matter most, which are the fans. And I've got to say, I just lost it. I went, that is so good. I'd never heard it before, and it was a belter.
What about the players? Now, we don't want to know what they've said, but who do you enjoy bantering with the most out of the playing group, past or present?
Yeah, without doubt, I love the people's beard, Ben Hudson. He was amazing. He would give me a lot of strength and conditioning feedback along the way, and always with a cheeky smile. Although he's mad, I remember in a VFL game, he opened up like a Swiss Army knife in the middle of a final. I thought no one was going to be safe. And of course, and Andrew Mackey, mate, he's just never nasty, but he'd just say something and you could see the other the player would just, it'd be in his brain for the rest of the game. He was fabulous.
You wouldn't believe that from Mack if you mean pretty quiet.
Good levels of smartass.
Big Freeze 7, mate. Of course, we're telling everyone to go out there and buy the beanies. They're available at Coles, Coles Express, and Bunnings. They're only $20.
Absolutely. And you know what? I got one for the whole family this year because emblazoned with Neil's Catch Cry of Play On, which obviously resonates well with us, and anything we can do to support, you know, Neil, the team at the Big Freeze Fight MND, and the broader MND community, I think is well worth doing. And so get down, get your beanies, and get involved in fighting the beast.
You're a star, mate. We can't wait to see you on Monday. But I know you've got some umpiring to do before then, so you'll do that well as well. Great chatting to you, Razor Ray.
Thanks very much for having me, guys. It's a pleasure.
You can also grab the beanies at fightmnd.org.au. It's the Rush Hour, Triple M.